Good morning. I would like to call the opening of this meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified ladies and gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 44421 through 44430 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There are no letters of protest for today's sale and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44421, advertised as 801.6 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 50 acres. 50 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,250. $11,250, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $5,625. $5,625. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44422 or 44423. We did receive one bid on track 44424, advertises 2,069.87 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 15.02 acres. 15.02 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,755. $3,755, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $1,877.50. $1,877.50. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44425 or 44426. We did receive one bid on track 44427, advertised as 52 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,330.52. $5,330.52. Or a per acre value of $102.51. Annual rentals are $2,665.26. $2,665.26. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44428, advertised as 33 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 9.15 acres. The bidder is Magma Operating LLC. Magma Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,830. $1,830, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $1,830. $1,830. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44429 or 44430, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings should begin around 9:30. They may be a little bit, may be running a little late today, though. Thank you.
Do they work since now? Yeah, wow. Look at that. It's pretty loud. I'd like to call the Lease Review Committee to order, please. Start off by taking a roll. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike. I think we have a quorum present. The committee is in order. I'd like to designate Jason for purposes of presenting the agenda and the staff recommendations.
Thank you, Chairman Bouvette and members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,603 active leases covering nearly 700,000 acres. GE staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 127 leases covering approximately 40,000 acres. Another 127 or 12 leases discussed in more detail today. We begin with a group of leases by Hillcorp Energy, Hog Bayou, State Lease 1170, Deep Lake 2038, and Redfish Point, State Lease 3306 and 4011, Committee last reviewed these leases last year on October 8th. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp Energy's report that they execute a partial lease of approximately 300 acres on State Lease 1170, and that Hillcorp should meet with the staff by October 10th, 2015, to present a plan of development for this for these leases. We did get a partial release of 284 acres on State Lease 1170 in January of 2015. Hillcorp did send us a letter by email requesting that they be given a month's extension to provide a written report to development activities on these above referenced leases. We did get that report as of last week. We'll bring it up, bring the details of that report next month. So the staff is recommending that we grant Hillcorp their extension until December 9th, which is the next board meeting, to provide a report on the development activities on these leases. Moving on to Eloy Bay and Half Moon Lake, operated by Cox Operating. These leases involve 2220, 2221, 4039, and 4147. Committee did review these leases last November 12, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Cox report and grant Cox until October 10, 2015 to provide an update of field development affecting these leases. A brief summary of Cox's letter dated October 12, 2015 is herein provided. They conducted some housekeeping activities at their production facility. They ran a coal tubing cleanouts of two saltwater wells. They swapped out engines on a compressor station, conducted some pipeline and flow line overhauls. They attempted to reactivate nine State Lease 2220 wells that have been off production since Katrina, but with only minor success on three of those wells. Oil prices have been limiting their abilities to increase recompletion activities. There has been ongoing litigation on several oyster leases, continues to have a negative effect on their oil and gas operations. Although lowering rig costs are beginning to allow for some future planning of well work in the field. The staff recommends accepting Cox's report and to grant Cox until October 12, 2016 to provide an update of field development affecting these leases. And lastly, Lake Rackesy Field, ExxonMobil Corporation. This involves State Lease 1450, 1451, and 1480, and 14589. The committee last reviewed these leases just back in September. Due to tracks surrounding these leases at the October 14th lease sale, the board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer any action on these leases until the November 12th meeting today. At the October 14th lease sale, there were no bids received on tracts adjacent to any of these above leases. The staff feels like Exxon needs to come in by March of 2016 to discuss development plans over these leases, and that's our recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. So to summarize, the staff recommendations are: one, that we grant Hillcorp until December 9th to provide a report of development activities. The second recommendation is that we accept Cox's report and to grant Cox until October 12, 2016 to provide an update on field development affecting their current leases. And then the third recommendation is that Exxon Corporation meet with the staff by March 31st of 2016. Is there a motion to accept the staff's recommendations?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion. Is there any public discussion of these recommendations? Or of this motion? I'm sorry. Mr. Segura, sorry about that. We got a second. Any public discussion of these recommendations or the motion itself to accept? Any board discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the recommendations are accepted and approved. Sir, you want to update us on a force majeure issue?
Yes, sir. Chairman Bruyette and members of the board, good morning. Is that working? At the October 14, 2015 meeting, the board passed a resolution extending recognition of the force majeure affecting State Lease 725 until today. That resolution required that Energy Properties submit evidence that a FERC application for transfer of the pipeline from Boardwalk to EPI was filed prior to November 10th. If accomplished, the board would consider extending the force majeure recognition for an additional 6 months. Energy Properties submitted evidence that this FERC application has been filed, and there's confirmation from FERC that it was received. And therefore, today the staff is recommending the board to extend recognition of the force majeure until the May 11th, 2016 meeting. Provide that EPI continue to make shut-in payments, submit monthly reports, and of course the board will reserve its rights to reconsider this matter if the situation warrants.
We have a motion to accept that recommendation from the staff.
I make a motion to accept.
So moved. Second?
Second.
We got a second from Mr. Arnold. Is there any public discussion of that recommendation? Any board discussion of the motion or the recommendation? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is accepted and approved. Any further business for the committee? Can I have a motion to adjourn the committee?
With adjourn.
So moved by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Segura. The committee here is hereby adjourned.
I am on. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting, and at this time I'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Bruyette?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike? We have a quorum. I'd like to appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda. Good morning, Emil. Good
morning, Mr. Corderia, members of the board. Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 10 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the November 12, 2015 mineral lease sale, this office received 7 nominations for advertisement. 13 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 13, 2013 mineral lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the January 14, 2015 mineral lease sale, this office received 96 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received in the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 13, 2016 mineral lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
That completes
the agenda items. Motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. Committee adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. A roll call for the Audit Review Committee. Mr. Bruyette?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Audit Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mrs. Newman to please present the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As of October 31st, 2015, field audit collections totaled $89,701, which includes $60,937 in royalty $21,785 in interest and $6,978 in penalties. There are currently 64 open royalty audits. Royalties collected in October 2015 totaled $18,833,085 as compared to $42,783,045 for the same time last year. Fiscal year to date totals $93,923,801 as compared to last fiscal year to date of $189,803,969. Monthly state royalty reports submitted in October totaled 423. This included 159 for oil, 197 for gas, and 67 for plant products. The current average price per barrel for oil is $46.55 as compared to the price last year at the same time of $86.88. It is also a decrease of $1.57 per barrel since the previous month. The current average gas price per MMBtu is $2.31. as compared to last year when it was $3.77. It's also a decrease of 33 cents per MMBtu since the previous month. Item number one on the agenda is the staff report on the Century Exploration Affiliated Company's bankruptcy. Century Exploration filed Chapter 11 on October 26, 2015. Two affiliates are noted as royalty payers. The first is Century Exploration Houston LLC, and they've been a payer since January 2005. They've paid us a total of $3,267,087. They were audited in 2010, but they have been added to the current year's audit cycle. The other company is Century Exploration New Orleans LLC, and they've been a payer since March of 1996. They've paid us a total of $252,435,446. They were audited in 98, 2001, 2004, and 2010. They were actually already included on our current year audit cycle, and they were engaged in July. Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for November 2015 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Tax Code Global Settlement Agreement. And that concludes the agenda.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board? Are there any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff.
Move.
I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Schutz. The Audit and Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
All right, at this time, I'd like to convene the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Roll call, Mr. Arnold.
Present.
I'm here. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Bouillette.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Dell Smith.
Here.
And Mr. Chip Klein and Mr. Ted Hike. We have a quorum. I'd like to begin the presentation of the items for legal and title controversy. I designate Mr. Daniel Fontenot and Mr. Rick Heck.
Thank you, sir. Item number one is a request for final approval of an act of correction by the State of Louisiana and Hillcore Energy 1 LP, whereas the said parties desire to amend, correct, and conform the royalties appearing in paragraph 6A, 6B, and 6E of the lease to correctly read 16.667% affecting state lease number 21454 in Vermilion Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument that has been duly advertised. and is on our docket today as item 1529. Staff recommends final approval.
Any questions or discussion on that item?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Mr. Arnold.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment? There's no further questions or discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 2.
Item 2 is a request by staff not to impose a penalty upon Harbor Resources LLC for failure to timely re-register as a prospective leaseholder and not impose a potential penalty related with the late release of State Lease Number 18441. According to revised statute 30:123(1) requires that all leaseholders and prospective leaseholders register with the Office of Mineral Resources and that such registration be renewed annually by January the 31st. According to the Secretary of State's records, Harbor Resources LLC is not active and therefore is unable to do business in the state of Louisiana. Our records show that Harbor Resources LLC has a 57.8% interest in State Lease Number 18441, which has expired on its own terms. To obtain a valid release from Harbor Resources LLC on State Lease Number 18441, the registered agent for Harbor Resources LLC has offered his services in obtaining a release in exchange for the board not imposing the penalties associated with re-registration and late release. Staff recommends that no penalties be imposed, conditioned upon such assistance being provided in obtaining a release from State Lease Number 18441, receiving said release, and allowing the state to return this acreage to commerce exceeds the value of the respective penalties, taking into consideration the probable inability to collect from Harbor Resources LLC. Our recommendation is to waive the penalties.
I can make a motion to approve Sam's recommendation.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to approve item 2 by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any discussion of questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 3.
It is a request by Freeport MacMoran Oil and Gas that the primary term of state lease numbers 21098, 21326, 21327, 21334, 21335, 21336, and 21337, located in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, be extended from 3 years to 5 years, and that the board grant an exception to its policy by permitting Freeport MacMoran Oil and Gas to request an extension of the primary term on State Lease Number 21098, despite Freeport's failure to timely make this request in accordance with existing board policy. The staff recommends that Freeport MacMoran Oil and Gas be granted a waiver of the board policy on timely request for extending the primary term of state lease. Further, staff recommends that the request to amend the leases be granted. This recommendation is made in light of the consideration being offered in amending the terms of the lease, namely that the fourth and the fifth year rental payments will be equal to the full amount of the cash consideration for the granting of the leases, and that the royalty interest in the leases shall be increased by 0.5%.
Any questions or discussion?
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve staff's recommendation, second by Ms. Bruyette. Any public comment? There are no further questions and discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next
item number 4 is a request by Sunnyside Resources, Inc. that the board grant an extension to its policy by permitting Sunnyside Resources, Inc. to request an extension of the primary term on State Lease Number 21107, despite its failure to timely make this request, and that the primary term of this state lease located in East Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, be extended from 3 years to 4 years with an option to extend the lease for 5 years. Staff recommends that Sunnyside Resources be granted a waiver of the board policy on timely request for extending the primary term of a state lease. Further, staff recommends that the request be the request to extend State Lease 21107 from 3 years to 4 years, with an option to extend the lease to 5 years, be granted. The recommendation is made in light of the consideration being offered in amending the terms of the lease, namely that the fourth year rental payment and the fifth year rental payments, if exercised, will be equal to the full amount of the cash consideration for the granting of the lease, and that the royalty interest in the lease be increased by 0.5%.
Any questions or discussion on item 4?
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept item
second.
The staff's recommendation on item 4. Second by Mr. Bouillet. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Item number five is an update to the board regarding its request for further revision of the financial security provision in the proposed new lease form. As a result of discussion in last month's board meeting, the section on financial security was revised to address the concerns that were raised. The financial security requirement is now an affirmative duty imposed by the state lease. In addition, the standard has been set so that it will never be lower than one set by the Office of Conservation as of September of this year. These revisions have been included in the proposed new lease form that is the subject of item 5 next on your agenda. And having said that, item number 6 is an update to the board regarding the proposed new lease form. Staff recommends that the board grant authority to post on DNR's website for public review and comment a draft of the proposed lease form in its entirety, inviting interested parties to comment on the proposed new lease form by December the 4th, 2015, and to direct comments to suzanne.height@la.gov.
Any questions or discussion? Mr. Schutz, Secretary Schutz.
Yes. I'd just like to commend the staff and thank the staff for all the work that's been going on over the past several weeks. I know there have been numerous meetings, lots of people having discussion, as well as to thank the folks from the industry and the public who have participated and had discussions on items that they had concern. I think we've had a long process of coming up with a form. I believe we're very close to having something that's workable for everyone and will give us a better form in place that we'll be able to utilize. And so with that, I would make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation.
I want to second that motion.
All right, we have a recommendation by Mr. Schutz to accept staff's recommendation on item 6. We have a second by Mr. Arnold. Any further discussion or questions or any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Going back to item 2, we want to clarify that the request by staff was not to impose a penalty upon Harbor Resources as compared to waiving the penalty.
I'll make a motion to clarify that motion, previous motion.
We have a clarification motion by Mr. Arnold on item 2 concerning what Mr. Fontenot just...
Waiving the penalties.
On waiving
just the clarification.
Not imposing. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second. Any comments or discussion by the public? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Items 7 through 17 are items to be discussed in executive session. Item number 7 is a suit entitled BHB Billiton Petroleum Properties versus Hoosier Properties, LLC, docket number 58-7839, Division A, First Judicial Court, Caddo Parish, State of Louisiana. Item number 8 is a suit entitled State of Louisiana versus Ace of Properties et al., docket 35809 in the 39th JDC, Red River Parish in Louisiana. Item 9 is a suit entitled Chesapeake, Louisiana LP versus Pintail Properties LLC et al., docket 35565, 39th JDC, Red River Parish, Louisiana. Item 10 is a suit Petrohawk Operating Company versus Chesapeake, Louisiana, LP et al., docket number 35903, 39th Judicial District Court in Red River Parish, Louisiana. Item 11 is a suit QEP Energy Company versus Pintail Properties et al., docket number 35801, 39 JDC, Red River Parish, Louisiana. Item 12 is a suit entitled Stroud Petroleum, Inc. versus Pintail Properties, LLC et al., docket number 34865, 39th JDC, Red River Parish, Louisiana. Item 13 is a suit entitled State of Louisiana versus Ace of Properties et al., docket 72779, Division B, 42nd JDC, DeSoto Parish, Louisiana. Item 14 is a suit entitled BHB Billiton Petroleum Properties LP versus Ernest H. Turner et al., docket 145647, 26 JDC in Bossier Parish, Louisiana. Item 15 is a suit entitled BHB Billiton Petroleum Properties LP et al. Versus State of Louisiana Mineral and Energy Board, docket 588244, Division A, 1st JDC Court, Caddo Parish, Louisiana. Item 16 is entitled Hellas Oil and Gas Company, LLC versus State of Louisiana et al., docket 52061, Division B, 25th JDC, Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana. And finally, item 17 is a discussion in executive session of the Stephen W. Adams and Jess Lottie LLC demand regarding Shotabotic Bayou Minerals ownership in Section 7 and 8, Township 13 North, Range 10 West, Red River Parish, Louisiana.
Make a motion to go into executive session. Mr. Arnold makes a motion to go into executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bouillet. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We're in executive session. Slight recess for executive session. I can make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second that motion.
All right. We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Fontenot,
you want to? Mr. Seidelman is going to make the next presentation.
All right, Tom Seidelman. Fine, Seidelman.
Thanks, folks. We should be able to go through these fairly quickly. Item number 7 was information only. Don't need any action by the board. Items number 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 are all related cases, and we were seeking authority to negotiate with the private claimants in those cases. And so that's what I'm asking for the board to authorize today. Let's see. Item number 14 was a separate case, a Red River suit. Again, asking for authority to negotiate with one of the parties in that case, negotiate a settlement. Item number 15 was information only, notice of a new concursus suit. Item number 16 was a request for authority to negotiate for settlement with Plaquemines Parish Government. And item number 17, again, was also a briefing and authority and request for authority to negotiate a potential settlement short of litigation on the Coushatta Bayou matter. Without anything else, that's all that's on the agenda, and I guess we would request the board's authorization to proceed pursuant to our discussions in executive session.
All right, you've heard Mr. Settleman's comments on the executive session issues, items 7 through 17. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. I need a motion.
Right, so do we have a motion on each one individually, grant authority, or in global?
Across the board.
Is that how we usually do it?
Just across the board.
That's fine. I think we can do it. Seven
to 13, grant authority.
7 to 13 are, no, information only. So it would be authority to negotiate 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, and 17.
I'll make that motion, grant authority to negotiate.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bouillet. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. I believe that's all of our legal and title controversy committee items. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Arnold.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bouillet. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Roll call for the docket review committee. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Bouillet?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the docket review committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Dennis to please present the agenda.
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the November 12, 2015 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items received for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through item 19. For Category C, Department of Life and Wildlife and Fisheries state agency lease transfers, there were no items received for this category. And for Category D, Evitas proposals, please approve item number 1, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board or comments? Any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to approve all staff recommendations.
So moved.
I have a motion from Mr. Segura, a second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the docket review committee. Mr. Bouillet, a second from Mr. Segura. The docket review committee meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Lisa, we'll start at 11 o'clock. We'll take a brief hour break. Thank you. Questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that motion, those committee recommendations are approved. Item 4 is going to executive session for technical briefings. I don't believe we have to go there. I would just like to ask Mr. Vaughn to give his recommendations to the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Out of the 10 tracks that we had up for lease today, we had bids on 4 of the tracks, and the staff is recommending that all of those bids be accepted. And I'll be willing to answer any questions.
You've heard staff's recommendations to approve all bids as read and presented. Any comments or questions from the board? You have a motion to approve staff's recommendations?
No.
Move by Mr. Bruyere, second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to those lease recommendations? Hearing none, those leases are approved and awarded. Announcements?
The total for today's lease sale was $22,165.52, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $3.7 million.
Thank you. There be no further items on the agenda. I'd like a motion to adjourn. Moved by Segura, second by Smith. Any comments or questions from the public, from the board? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank y'all. Have a